Father, if you have shown me this word, I ask that you would open up the hearts and open up the understanding, open up the eyes to see and hear what your Spirit is really speaking to the house of prayer tonight. In Jesus' name. I want you to go to Colossians chapter 1. And I'm just going to touch on verse 1, and then we're going to go to a little bit deeper, okay? Verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God. And of course, he's writing to Timothy, our brother, so it's kind of cool. You know, I think sometimes we have people who become certain things, and it's not always by the will of God, it's by the will of man. Anybody know that somebody that's in ministry and somebody pushed them into that ministry and they're just kind of out of joint? I just ask the Lord to really bring grace for those that are in ministry and it was people who did it instead of the Lord. But I want to go to verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will, through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good works, growing in knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you. I think the qualifying factor sometimes, in my experience, has been deceptive. And we try to qualify ourselves. Anybody ever visit that corner? If I do all things right, God will bless me. If I obey all the rules, everything will turn out right. But if I don't, and it becomes a works program. And I wanted to kind of give that information because even with the message we had on Sunday about the mouth and the tongue and so on and so forth, you need to depend on the Lord. Because if you're trying to depend it on control tactics, you're going to go backwards. You're going to forget who qualified you. Now, do you think God forgot that you're human? How many think God didn't forget? All right. I remember getting very angry at one point and trying to put on a holy prayer. And I wasn't doing too good. My holy prayer didn't come out good at all. It came out a very angry, bitter, bad words, all in a row. And the Lord, you know how he speaks when you least expect it? Well, you got it off your chest. Do you feel any better? And I thought, yeah, I think I do. He said, did you forget that I'm a carpenter? And I began to laugh because I used to deliver lumber. And anybody ever been on a lumber yard delivering lumber with the guys that work in the construction business? Their mouth is not too swift. And I heard the next word, because I'm reflecting now, I'm trying to think, oh my God, this can't be God. You know, it really can't be God. He says, I was a carpenter. I know what it's like to hit my thumb. Okay. So he was letting me know that he was human. remember a friend of mine who went to Israel many years back. And when I asked him what his impression was of the Holy Land, he said, "Kim, it brought the reality that Jesus was flesh. I always put Jesus on some kind of a spiritual shelf. Like he's the Son of God, and that was the only part of him that was really manifesting. But when he went, he saw and he felt the reality of the flesh part of Christ. The reality that he was a man. That he had feelings, that he had emotions, that he had responses. And he got upset. When things hurt, I'm sure he said, ouch. And you know, sometimes we put on an act for him just to think that, you know, we're going to be holy when we present ourselves to him. And in reality, he says, I've already qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints. There's that word inheritance again. Okay? For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Notice he, Papa did all this. Now, if Papa did it for you and he gave you an inheritance, it might be wise to start saying, okay, I'm ready. Or at least prepare me to receive it. If you're not feeling good enough yet, holy enough yet, ask him to prepare you. So that when he does download what he wants for you, you won't be all bent out of shape. I remember first time Gino asked me to come up to do Holy Communion. Oh, man, I had legs, but they didn't want to carry me at all. And I had to go from the side aisle and go to the middle aisle. And I could feel my knees. They were just, you know. Anybody ever taste those? Do you ever wear them? They're not too swift. The fear of making a mistake. The fear of being reprimanded. The fear of not doing it according to the rules. I couldn't be myself. I had to be somebody holy because I didn't know he qualified me. I may have known it as far as his opinion, but it wasn't something I could wear. It wasn't acceptable for me. It was only good enough for the next guy and the other person, but not for me. I disqualified myself. In my prayer, full of anger, he changed me to be human, and it was okay to be human. It wasn't the end of the world to fall. It was the end of the world if I stayed as a failure. I had to learn. My Father has qualified me to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued me from the dominion of darkness and brought me into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. See, I had not learned to forgive myself yet. How many of you had a couple of bad experiences in 2 days? Oh, you mean you guys are human? Have you forgiven yourself? Well, how many took time to say, Lord Jesus, I'm just going to choose to agree with you and know that I have been forgiven and have prayed such a prayer, simple little prayer. Put your hand up, take a chance. Okay, so we've got three that did it. Good news, thank you. What am I saying this for? Because it's something that we all need to learn, to take the time to forgive ourselves.
Because otherwise, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Matthew 18:18. So you better check that one out. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed. So you, by your words, can bind yourself up and keep yourself in bondage for as long as you desire. But if you loose yourself and you release yourself from the accountability of trying to perform to be holy or to be acceptable to God, and you allow yourself to be human, and in the kingdom you will be human. In case you forgot, that was God's plan. You can go back to Genesis. You see, he created you to be human, to have a soul, to have a mind, a will, emotions, etc. Otherwise, you'd be a tree somewhere. Probably losing your leaves. You know, trees don't have emotions. Men and women do. How many know children can have super emotions and can take you for a ride up and then they can take you for a ride down? Does Papa know that you're his son and daughter? Did he make provision and put you in the kingdom anyway? So you might as well take a ride with him and enjoy what he's already given you, an inheritance with the saints in the kingdom of light. Mike, it's for the saints. Do you qualify?
Yes.
Amen. I agree. Watch now. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him. Does that include hell? Yes. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in his Son, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Now, once you begin to really try again to let the Holy Spirit bring some clarity with that word, because I needed to have an understanding it for me, not just an opinion of somebody preaching it. I needed to taste it for myself and to be able to say, okay, so when I'm human and I'm upset and I'm hurting, you're not going to fall off the throne if I am me. If I put on an act, you're going to know it because you're living inside me. Amen? If you put on an act, you're going to be artificial. And you know what? Even as children, we used to put on an act just to make sure that everything would get good when we walked out of church. I'm the only one that got his hand up, huh? Thank you. I got a few helpers. Praise the Lord. What you learned as a child, it's time for you to grow up and mature and recognize that he's with you in church. He's with you when you hit your thumb. He's with you when you're having a bad day and the phone call is just keep on coming and you ain't got time for it and you want to just throw the phone out the window. Yeah, those are all emotions, and they're real. If you're wise, you'll take the phone, you'll shut it off. Take a break. Let them leave a message. Get back to them later. Be the Lord. Be quiet before him. A space of time each day, as best you can. A little bit of time in the Word to refresh your memory of who you are in Christ. Take this chapter and swallow it. Chew on it. Look it over. See if it matches your emotions. And if it doesn't, ask God for help, for Pete's sakes. The Holy Ghost is a helper. Amen? He will help you to understand it. Say, this doesn't make any sense to me, God. I need help. And you know what? He'll respect your request, even if you're doing it out of frustration. Now, I don't think any of you ever got frustrated because you didn't understand the word. But I did. God, I don't get it. Whatever's thick up here, get rid of it. See, that's prayer. Whatever's not working in me, get it to work. Whatever I can't see, open my eyes. Whatever I can't comprehend, get it through to me. But don't let me walk back into guilt and condemnation. Because you know what that does? That cancels your inheritance. You have just disqualified yourself. Your inheritance will never come to you if you are a failure and a sinner and headed for whatever. Because you can be a sinner headed for hell, but you can be a sinner thinking you're going to go to heaven. I've got news for you. Heaven is going to be populated with saints. So you might as well practice now. Tell your neighbor you're a saint under construction. Even if you don't feel it. And if you're wobbly, I'll help you balance it out. Amen? Are you a saint under construction? Absolutely. Will you do it right all the time? I doubt it. If you're human, you're going to fail. But failures are part of what you do. You get back up. Pull yourself up if you have to. And say, okay, God, we're in for the long run. That's why you come to church. You come because you need help. Not because you're perfect. You've been perfected by Him, but in the flesh you still have a value in the Lord that is much greater than what you maybe have perceived. Close your eyes. Father, this word needs to go inside of them. Because right now they've heard it with their ears in the natural. But Holy Spirit, bring it to life for them. Bring it to life so that they will see the beauty of who you really are in them, the hope of glory. In Jesus' name.